God's amazing grace, mercy, peace, and rejoicing be with you in Christ Jesus. Amen. The text for today's sermon is the reading that you just heard, especially the first two verses from Luke chapter 15. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Here is what is going on in our text with Jesus. People considered to be sinners gathered with him for a meal and to hear his teaching. Religious leaders disapproved and grumbled about the company Jesus was keeping. To put this into context, it is important to consider what is going on in the chapter before these verses. Luke records Jesus doing a lot of intense teaching about the cost of discipleship, about the need for repentance and following him wholeheartedly. He tells parables about a wedding feast and a great banquet, and those who were invited to come, many of them do not come, and others are invited. Then in our text, a number of people known to be sinners, apparently, had been reached by Jesus' message and saw their sinfulness and sought to repent. They were now at table with Jesus. Luke ends the prior chapter, one calling for repentance, with these words, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And then we read in the very next verse, in the words of our text, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him." Luke does not describe Jesus' response, but we can envision his joy as he eats with these humbled seekers, these new friends who desire to be filled with what he has to share. Jesus' joy is also a safe bet because of how he responds to the grumblers. What happens next? Well, he tells these three very familiar parables about seeking and saving that which was lost. Each has a concluding invitation. "Rejoice with me, the lost have been found." That was Jesus' message in response to the sinners now gathering to receive what he came to bring. "Rejoice with me, the lost ones are being saved." Well, that was then, a joyful Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners. Let me tell you a story about how this looks today, about Jesus still eating with sinners. The story is about a person who sought out a pastor during the week, and for our purposes, I'll refer to him as Andy. Andy was in distress, and he wanted to speak to a pastor. His story started on a Wednesday when he came upon a church busy with activity. It was their annual rummage sale. A lot of people from the community were there. Stuff was being sold very cheaply, clothing, furniture, housewares, toys, lots of stuff. People who didn't have much money were usually given items for free if they needed them. But Andy wasn't interested in that stuff. He wanted to speak to the pastor. A volunteer saw him and noticed that he had a rather serious look on his face. She asked if she could help. Andy, we'll say sheepishly, asked to meet the pastor. "Sure," she said. "He's right over there." Pastor was helping to load some furniture into an old pickup truck. He was in jeans and wearing, yes, a Thrivent Live Generously t-shirt. The volunteer introduced Andy, and the pastor asked how he could be of service. Andy said he needed to talk to a pastor. "Sure, let's go to my study," he said. There were two chairs in the corner of his office, and they sat there and began to talk. Andy poured out his heart. He shared what a mess he had made of his life. He talked about his problems with drugs, how he estranged his family, how he couldn't keep a job. He had been to drug court, and they sent him to rehab center. When in rehab, he heard a chaplain speak a couple of times. It got his attention. He thought, well, maybe there could be some hope for him after all. But now he's out. He's out of rehab, and he's on his own. He didn't know where to go, so when he saw this church and all the people coming in, he said that he decided to look for someone to talk to, perhaps maybe you, Pastor. He said he wasn't sure what to say, but because he had made such a mess of things, he just felt ashamed and lost. The pastor was listening. He could see his struggles. He could see Andy's guilt, his desire to turn his life around. He saw a repentant heart at this moment, so he shared the gospel. He talked about Jesus coming to be with sinners. He pulled a small crucifix off of his wall and he handed it to him to hold. He shared that Jesus died to save sinners. He shared that all have sinned and fall short, but he pointed out that Jesus' death paid the price and that he rose from the dead with the promise of new life for all who trust in him. As they talked, Andy seemed very interested in hearing more. When it felt appropriate, the pastor invited him to consider coming to church on Sunday. Andy asked more about this. He said going to church would feel weird to him. The pastor explained that the church is a place of rejoicing in grace, in what Jesus has done for us. But he did affirm that it will probably seem strange at first. He also shared that there will be an activity that people will come to in front of the altar, and they will call it the Lord's Supper. He explained that this is the meal sharing forgiveness for sinners, and that he was welcome to come up with the people. Some will be taking bread and wine, he pointed out, but others will not yet be taking it. They are new like him. Rather, they will be receiving a blessing where the pastor puts his hand on their head and speaks Jesus' forgiveness to them. We are all sinners, he said, but we are all welcomed by Jesus. The pastor said he could come up to receive this blessing if he chose to. Then he said, next week we can meet again and discuss more about the supper and other things that you see happening in the service. Well, they set a time to meet the next week, and Andy said that he would be there on Sunday. He didn't have anything else to do. To the delight of the pastor, Andy did come the next Sunday. He didn't know anyone. They didn't know him. He was kind of glad about that. But he could see that this was a place different from anywhere that he had been before. The pastor had said it might feel that way. Well, that morning, the pastor made a point to seek out Andy. He introduced him to a person who would sit with him that day to show what people do in the service to help him feel comfortable participating. And during the service, Andy heard messages about God's call for people to confess their sins. This general confession spoke to him. It said what he felt. They said they were sinners too. And then he heard Christ's forgiveness from the pastor. That sounded like it was for him also. And the service had singing. The music was inspiring. In fact, one song that they sang was Amazing Grace, and it perfectly described his experience. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. There were readings from the Bible and a sermon where he heard this same pastor preach to everyone a message based on passages from the Bible. The message spoke about people's broken lives and how God and Jesus came into the world to restore people to God by dying for their sins, taking away God's judgment. He proclaimed Jesus rose from the dead, promising eternal life to all who trust in him. This, Andy thought, was more amazing grace for him. Then later, the part that the pastor told him about happened. He heard the pastor speak words of Jesus inviting folks to a meal with his disciples. The pastor repeated Jesus' words as he held up the bread and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." He then took the silver cup from the table and again quoted Jesus, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, more amazing grace for sinners like him. And just as the pastor said, people came up. Some took the bread and wine. Others received a blessing. He received a blessing just as the pastor had invited him to. He could hear in the pastor's voice this bit of joyful emotion as he put his hand on his head and said, "Jesus forgives you, Andy." He walked back to his seat full of joy and wanting to receive more of what was being offered from Jesus in this place. He looked forward to meeting with the pastor again and learning more about God's grace, about this service, about this meal. He heard somebody call it the Eucharist. Perhaps he too would be able to eat the bread and drink the wine the pastor said were Jesus's body and blood. He pondered this. And while he pondered and wondered what it all meant, he knew this was a place where a sinner like him was welcome, and it gave him great joy. Well, let's now reflect just a minute on this story in relation to our text. I will admit this is an idealized version that is based on an actual practice of a church and various events that took place. But it's idealized because I didn't include a number of details, like some of the people were grumbling. They needed the Lord's Supper too. But the basic approach with the one who came to the pastor is accurate. The story emphasizes a spirit similar to Jesus in our text. It is about welcoming sinners, inviting them to the table, and the joy of the sinner being saved, the lost being found. This also reflects the emphasis in the three familiar parables recorded just after this in Luke's gospel, two of which we heard in this reading today. Jesus, after the Pharisees grumbled, "This man receives sinners and eats with them," Luke records this. Jesus told them this parable. And the parables are about finding lost ones, a lost sheep, and a lost coin. But each has a common ending about the joy of finding the lost. And I quote, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Can't you envision Jesus saying to the grumblers, "Rejoice with me, for I have found these sinners who had been lost"? Finally, consider with me that this story about Andy is simply a present-day version of Jesus joyfully welcoming sinners to the table. It happens through his body, the church. Here, Jesus seeks and saves sinners who were lost. The divine service is our Lord welcoming, teaching, and hosting sinners at the table. Therefore, Jesus' invitation to rejoice is for us too. We rejoice in his finding us. We rejoice with others at the table with Jesus. And we rejoice with the heavenly hosts, the angels in heaven, every time a sinner repents. So, the takeaway, let's rejoice with Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the joy of Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.